Have you seen the YouTube videos of people meticulously placing dominoes in intricate patterns, spending hours in the setup? Then, in an instant, they knock over the first domino, and you see a huge chain reaction. And in minutes, it's over. This is referred to as the domino effect. It's when a single initial event triggers a chain of other events that, once started, can't be stopped. Today's gospel embodies the domino effect. You can see this building over the past few weeks, with Jesus getting more brazen each week. First, it was talking to the woman at the well. And what did we hear? No Jewish man should ever talk to a Samaritan woman. Then last week, curing the man born blind. While prophets cured blindness, the gospel writer St. John specifically tells us no one had ever cured a man born blind. Then we heard that not only did Jesus cure him, but he did it on the Sabbath. Finally, this week, he brought Lazarus back from the dead. But why is this event so monumental? There are stories in the Old and New Testament of people being brought back to life. In St. Mark's Gospel, Jesus raised the daughter of a man named Jairus when he said, "Talitha koum," meaning, "little girl, get up." And immediately she stood up and walked around. Jesus also raised the only son of a woman from Nain in St. Luke's Gospel. Jesus stepped forward, touched the coffin, and said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up, began to speak, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. The crowd at that point exclaimed, "A great prophet has risen in our midst." But this wasn't unique to Jesus. There are four other people in the Bible who brought back people from the dead. In the Old Testament, Elijah and Elisha raised people from the dead. Saint Peter brought a woman named Dorcas back from the dead. And St. Paul raised Eucetius from the dead. So, what's the big deal about Lazarus? It wasn't on the Sabbath, and it had been done before. A closer reading of St. John's Gospel tells us why. Lazarus had been in the tomb 4 days. St. John repeats that twice, so it must be important. This is something a first century Jew would have picked up on, but to us, unless we're scripture scholars, it means nothing. In all the other examples I mentioned, the person was dead for a very short time, and definitely wasn't entombed. Many Jews at the time of Jesus believed that a soul departed from the body after the third day. So to the witnesses, Lazarus was not only dead, he was dead. Just like no one had ever cured a man born blind, no one had ever raised someone from the dead after the third day. No one had ever raised a dead person. Only the Creator has control over the dead. Only Yahweh. Yet, in this gospel, the dead man obeyed Jesus. And that is what started the domino effect. You might be thinking, how did I make that leap? Or maybe you're missing the connection. Well, unfortunately, today's gospel ends at verse 45. Verses 46 through 52 actually give you the answer. I'm going to go back, proclaim verse 45, which is, quote, "Now, many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what he had done began to believe in him." Unquote. Now listen to verses 46 through 50. "But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, 'What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation.' But one of them, Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, said to them, 'You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish.'" And just two verses later, it says, "So from that day on, they planned to kill him." Who is the him? So obviously it's Jesus. But did you know a few verses later they also plotted to kill Lazarus? Since it was on his account that many of the Jews were deserting the temple and beginning to believe in Jesus. Remember, it said early on in the gospel that Jesus knew Lazarus was sick, yet he remained two more days in the place that he was. He came on the fourth day. His arrival was no accident. Jesus knew when he brought Lazarus back to life what the consequences would be. Yet he did it anyhow. And after raising Lazarus, a few verses later, he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And we all know the story from there.